I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I have a question.
What?
If you were to see yourself as like a friend character, a friend's character, who would you see yourself as?
Now or like... Because before I like Joey.
Okay.
You know, at one point.
Yeah.
Maybe now I'm like boring like Ross. You know? Like I say Joey because at one point when I was watching this, you know how, like, later on, Joey, you see how he's big on women, you know? So, like, at one point, that was, you know, I felt like I was like that. And then, like, I say now, like, because I'm not, you know, I'm with one person now. So, like, I feel like I'm like Ross, you know, like, just does what he has. I don't work a boring job, you know, but I don't know. If I were to think, if you were to ask me this question, like, 10 years ago, I would have been like Joey.
For me, I see myself like as Joey, but with like Ross's like looks and Ross's like sense of humor. Not really that funny.
Like you might shoot a funny thing here.
I don't know. You see yourself as a friend's character, Daisy?
Ew! Don't call me that.
Why
do
I feel like you're already recording?
What's we are. Don't call you what?
I don't know. Who do I see myself as? I'm not Phoebe.
Yeah, definitely not Phoebe.
I'm not artistic like her. I'm not funny like her.
You're not slow like
her. I'm not.
I would say like a Monica.
Yeah. Probably. Probably more like a Monica.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, you know, like that Thanksgiving episode kind of made me feel like I felt connected a little bit with her just yeah. Because I don't try as much anymore, but I used to try to get everybody together. And
I miss that.
So I see myself as her. Also, like, you know, I like things a certain way. I don't go overboard.
Right, no.
But I like things a certain way. Like, so... Right. So yeah, maybe her out of all of them. Yeah,
that's cool.
Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, everybody.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now. Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinion on this episode. Welcome, Junior.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me back to back.
Back to back episodes of Friends.
Finally, I feel like I'm famous, like back-to-back episodes, no interruptions. Let's go.
Today's episode is season 1, episode 12, called The One with the 12 Lasagnas. It aired on January 12, 1995. The synopsis. Rachel's Italian boyfriend tries to seduce Phoebe. Rachel accidentally reveals a secret to Ross. Monica's aunt refuses to take the lasagna she ordered for Monica.
I am going to start off as in, like, this episode started off pretty annoying. annoying with the ant.
In the pre-intro scene, everyone is at Central Perk. They are either reading something or doing crossword puzzles. Ross starts humming a song, and eventually they all join in.
Mar, do you know what that theme song or that song is from?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Odd Couple.
Oh. I don't know what this is, you know? I don't know. I wonder if Martin knows. I'm pretty sure Martin does not know. Of course Martin knows.
I looked it up because
he Googled it. Oh.
I liked the beat. Wasn't it good? The theme is from The Odd Couple.
Is that a show or is that a movie? Or a song? It's just the name series. Of the song?
It's an old show.
Yeah, it's a sitcom. It has multiple episodes.
Hmm. That scene reminded me of The Breakfast Club when they're the thing and they just start humming or they start whistling that thing, and then when the principal comes, it's that Beethoven one.
Oh yeah,
all scary and shit.
that
reminded me of it, and I was like, damn, that's. And then I convinced myself that that was what they were gonna whistle, but I was confusing two different things.
Well, also, I don't know if you guys noticed too. Again, Rachel shows us how good of a waitress she is. She's just chilling there.
Yeah, and she's doing a crossword puzzle or something. Yeah. She's doing some shit, and then she's just damn, they're I guess that's what they pay her for.
Was she dressed in?
She was working.
Yeah, she had her working. Little pad. She was knocking on it.
Yeah,
with the pencil.
Oh, okay. All right, after that's done, Ross starts to hum the theme from I Dream of Jeannie. Chandler tells him they are done. Then we have the opening credits. We start off the episode with Monica in Monica's apartment. She's on the phone with Aunt Syl. She's arguing with her about the lasagnas she asked her to make for her. Monica tells her that if she wanted vegetarian lasagna, she should have told her. She tells her there's only meat on every third layer and she can scrape it off. She finally tells her she's not a caterer and was only doing it as a favor.
See, that's something there's a big difference between being vegetarian and obviously eating meat. So you would think if the aunt knew that
she wanted this vegetarian.
Yes, that's something that you would mention from the beginning.
Right.
Not just hey, make me a lasagna. Can you make me a lasagna for whatever?
And you're supposed to know that they're supposed to be vegetarian. Yeah,
It's come on, dude. Mm-hmm. That's stupid as fuck. Yeah. I think that's why I got annoyed. Because it's bro, if you knew, if I'ma tell you, right? I asked you to make me the, that you're making the Michi mix. And if I told you, hey, I don't like it when it's too spicy, right? But if I knew that I didn't like it when it was too spicy. But if I ask you to make it and you're going to make it the every time that you've always made it, I'm going to come, oh, no, I don't want it anymore because it's too spicy. How the fuck are you supposed to know what I do and don't want if I'm not telling you?
Right.
Bro, yeah. That's what pissed me off. I mean, it was just a little annoyed, you know?
Yeah.
She has all these lasagnas.
Yeah, now she has all these lasagnas. But she's passing them out to different people.
I would have been man, give me two. Why are you just giving me one? Give me two.
But then again, she's just giving for free.
I would have been standing outside lasagnas. Of Central Perk slinging them.
Trying to sell them.
By the piece.
Two for ten. Two for ten.
She then asks, what does she want her to do with a dozen lasagnas? She must have said something not so nice because Monica says if she kisses Uncle Freddy with that mouth.
But she what could she say? Show him up your ass?
I think
that. It wasn't even that bad of a conversation for her to be shove him up your ass. You know, she just probably doesn't even like Monica and she's just sit on it.
Ross, Joey, Chandler, and Phoebe are in the living room. And they are talking about all the baby books Ross has read. Joey tells him the size of the baby and jokes in a baby voice. How come
you don't live with mommy?
How come?
Why does that other lady live with mommy? What's a lesbian? Dude, he sounded like Elmo. So funny, yeah. And then when he's like, what's a lesbian? us, man.
Dude, I was like, dude, those are real questions.
Didn't of the it kid. Seem like he was breaking though a little
he
bit?
Yeah, he did yeah, break character. Yeah. Because when he was saying that, he was already laughing, and then like when he says it, he's just cracking up.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like that's hilarious. And then it made me think. I'm like, those are legitimate questions that the kid could ask later down the line.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, why? Who is this other lady living here?
Yeah.
Does this other lady live with mommy? What's a lesbian?
Rachel comes in the apartment with Paolo. They are going to Poconos, but Paolo has a hard time saying the word Poconos, and Rachel helps him by pronouncing it Poke-a-nos. They kiss, and the guys make fun of Paolo by imitating him. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Dude, and then it's funny how, like, for instance, right, if it was us and we saw, like, what, like, say you guys had a friend over and they were acting like that, we would probably wait until they left and then we would, like, make fun, like, do the exact same thing, right?
Yeah.
But they do that shit in front of everybody, like, in front of the people that they're making fun of. And I was just like, damn, these people don't give a fuck. Like you know, because they see something stupid, they're going to, you know, be visible with it.
Yeah.
And, like, they've seen it. So, like, I think even Rachel, like, shakes her head or something.
So, yeah, I don't know where he went after that.
Yeah, he just disappeared, dude, because he's not even in the kitchen. He's not.
We didn't see where he
No, went. He walked towards towards the couch, towards the bathroom type thing. But I don't know
Rachel's if they...
She's in the kitchen.
Well, Rachel's bedroom is...
No, hers is by further this way. Like, the one that's by the window to go like, towards Monica's. The bucket. Uh-huh. But he didn't walk that direction. He walked towards, like, the bathroom direction.
Oh, the bathroom. Maybe he went to the bathroom then.
But, I don't know. Because he doesn't even pop out again.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. No. Yeah, so we don't know what happened to him.
Like, he just disappeared. Himself at home already.
Then
like,
they fucked up. The transition in that scene, they messed up.
I wonder if there was more to it.
Probably.
And they cut... a scene because
the less that we see of Paolo, the better.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like after this one we might not see him. I don't know, thank god. But all right, so Rachel tells Monica and Phoebe that her sister is giving her place for the weekend. She tells them that they are past the fling thing and she's feeling things that she only read in Danielle Steele books?
Yeah, Danielle Steele books. They're like the romance novels, kind of like
The Nora's books. Yeah.
Sexual.
She continues and says that when she's with him, she's totally, and then she doesn't finish because they show Ross and says
nauseous.
Oh yeah.
He's feeling nauseous to learn that he is really losing her. He asks, what am I supposed to do? Call immigration? He then thinks about it and says,
I could call immigration. And then she like, when I saw this, I was like, man, I support it. Fuck it. Do it.
At Carol and Susan's apartment, Ross is at the door. He's bringing Carol the books and a lasagna that Monica sent for them. Carol asks if it's vegetarian because Susan doesn't eat meat. He lies and says, I'm pretty sure it is.
He still like fucks Susan.
Yeah.
Yes. She tells him that they've got the results and the baby's completely healthy. They hug with excitement. Carol asks if he wants to know the sex.
Because he grabs a picture and he's like, I didn't know you met whatever character.
Yeah.
And then she's like, that's her friend Tanya or Tina or whatever.
Right.
And then she's like, do you want to know about the sex? And he's like, I'm still trying to get used to you and Susan. And now you throw Tina in there. He's like,
I know what he was talking about. I was like, what?
Yeah. So, she's confused. He's confused about the question, but then realizes what she's asking. He says, no, he doesn't want to know. Absolutely not. Susan answers. She's also excited that everything is okay with the baby and ask if they know the sex. Carol starts to say what it is, but Ross stops her. He leaves. He kisses Carol on the belly and
punches
Susan on the shoulder. He calls on the intercom and says, never mind. I don't want to know.
Even Carol laughs.
That was funny that he punches like a dude, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, you're...
That's how you would do, like...
How would you... You would do that to, like, a dude.
At the guy's apartment, the guys are eating the lasagna and are using their knees as a table since the table broke. They are discussing who's responsible for buying a new one. Joey says since it's Chandler's table, he should buy a new one. And Chandler says that if anything, Joey should buy a new one. Because the table was fine until his little breakfast adventure with Angela DeValchio. Joey suggests that they buy one together, but Chandler is not sure if they're ready for that since it's a big commitment.
He read off his old friend, his older roommate.
Chandler mentions that his previous roommate and him bought a hibachi, and then he ran off and got married. Things got pretty ugly. Joey wants to know if his old roommate was a better roommate than him.
This, like,
yeah,
was he a better roommate than I am? Mm-hmm. Like, dude, the way that he said it like that, like, it, like, a girl would, like, be like, was she better than me?
Yeah.
You know, like, so, like, I was like, dude, this is awesome. Like,
at Phoebe's work, her assistant tells Phoebe that there's been a couple of changes to her schedule. After she tells her the changes, she tells her 3 o'clock is here. And he's yum. Paulo walks in and Phoebe's surprised to see him there. He tells her that Raquela told him she was a masseuse. Phoebe says Raquela is correct. He asks if he can do the massage naked. And as she's saying that it's really up to him, he takes off all his robe, his clothes.
Right.
And wow.
That, like, dude's hairy.
She's just like trying to cover him up quickly.
Yeah, he is really hairy.
It's like, oh, you are a bear.
And if I'm being completely honest, he's not that good looking.
Yeah, for that chick to say, like, yum or whatever.
Yeah. At Central Park, Rachel wonders how can Ross not want to know the sex of the baby. She says everyone knows, the doctors know, Carol and Susan know, and Monica speaks up and she says she knows. Ross is wondering how she knows, and she replies that when Carol called her to thank her for the lasagna, she asked, and she told her. Joey also wants to know, so Monica whispers it to him, and now he knows as well. Ross says, now Joey knows, and he doesn't. Monica says she's excited about being an aunt, and Joey says, or an uncle.
So stupid.
Phoebe walks in and is clearly upset. When the friends say, hi, Phoebs, she replies with, fine. She apologizes and says she's just out of sorts. Some customers request cappuccino, and Rachel realizes that they are talking to her, so she leaves the friends.
But those customers that asked for cappuccino, they said it weird. They said it cappuccino.
Oh.
Did they?
Yeah. And then, I mean, I'm not a coffee person, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's just me. But I swear, they didn't say cappuccino. Like cap, mm-hmm. Right? Because that's what cappuccino. It is. It's cappuccino.
I don't really know maybe. How it goes.
But they said cappuccino. Can I get a cup of cappuccino? Or some shit like that?
I don't know. I don't think I paid attention.
Yeah. That was weird.
It was funny, though, because, again, Rachel was sitting.
Yeah, like, dude, like, she's...
She's like, oh, that's me.
Yeah, and then she gets up.
That was funny.
Joey and Chandler get up to leave as well because the table store will be closing. But as soon as they hear that Paulo tried to make a move on Phoebe, they turn back to the sofa to hear the story, saying the store will open tomorrow. Phoebe tells them that Paulo came into to get a massage, and everything was fine until, and then we see a clip of Paulo on the massage table. He starts moving his hands up Phoebe's legs.
Up into her butt and grabs it.
That shit.
Yeah.
Like, damn, but like, that's your girl's friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. Like, this dude, like, seriously thought, like, oh, I'm all getting in right now and, like, no consequences.
He probably
thought
that he could probably get away with it.
Yeah. He probably did it to other girls.
Imagine? Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, if he's doing it to a friend of
his girl,
his girlfriend, I'm sure he did it to other girls. Yeah. When the friends ask if he's sure, she replies, oh, yes. And they show a clip of him touching her butt. Then she continues saying that all of a sudden, his hands weren't the problem anymore. During the flashback, Paulo rolls over and she notices something she describes to her friends as Boy Scouts could have camped under there. They all say, ooh. Rachel comes and wants to know why they're oohing about. Phoebe quickly says, Uma Thurman.
Who is that?
You ever seen the movie Kill Bill?
The white chick?
The main character.
The
character.
The blonde one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's Uma Thurman.
When did that movie come out?
2003.
So, yeah, so I wonder what movie she
made. Must have done a lot of other stuff.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, that's the only movie that I actually recognize her in.
She's also in a new movie that came out like 2022. It's like
Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah.
She's the one with the black
hair. Yeah, the one with black hair. She overdoses on heroin.
Oh shit! I never seen that movie.
Pulp Fiction.
You need to. Daisy's seen it.
I just know it's Samuel Jackson and John Travolta.
For a long time, I only seen like little clips here and there.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
So that one was in '94, and
So I had to be in reference
around the same
movie.
Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, and when she said that, I didn't know who that was either. So I had to search her name. And then I realized that's Kill Bill's.
And you know what? Something that I didn't ask or mention in the last episode about Chandler's mom. I know I've seen her somewhere.
Yes, in Roseanne.
Roseanne, yeah.
Who is she?
Oh.
You know Nancy?
Yeah.
She's a lesbian.
Her girlfriend?
One of the girlfriends.
Oh, shit. I know I've seen. I'm like, man, dude. I know I've seen her before.
She's been in a lot of other stuff though. So it might have been other stuff that you've seen her because I also searched.
But she seems like one of those like '90s like soap opera stars too. I don't know.
You know, I should have wrote more of places I've seen her because when I seen that episode of Nora, I was like, I know this lady. She looks so familiar. And then it just so happens that I was watching Roseanne and that episode came on and I'm like, that's the same lady.
There she is.
And then I searched up her name and then I seen other stuff that she was on and I just can't think of
anything. Okay.
What other stuff she's been on.
Listeners, please feel free to write us if you know what movie she's been in or shows.
Yes. She's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
No, I wouldn't.
There's a lot of these that just look like.
Is that the one where you went to the circus?
I don't know.
Oh.
I never seen it.
Nona says it is.
It seems like she's in a lot of like, seems like what to me looks like independent stuff.
They all high five and Rachel walks away, which I didn't really understand that why they high fived when Phoebe said Uma Thurman and then they all high five and I'm like, I don't get it.
Well, maybe because it was like they were trying to figure
they're
it out.
They're trying to, I guess, kinda.
Or applaud her, like that she quit thinking. But I would have. I first assumed that it was because like she couldn't figure it out, and then finally she figured out like whatever her name is.
Uma.
Yeah.
Chandler wants to know what she's going to do, and Ross says she has to tell her. It's a moral obligation as a friend and as a woman. The guys agree. Phoebe thinks that she is going to hate her, but Ross seems like all he wants her to do is tell Rachel what happened, probably just to make them break up.
Yeah.
Since, you know, he's
because when she says that, like she's going to hate me, he's like, yeah, but it's okay.
Like all he wants is like.
Yeah, like you got to tell her.
Yeah. It's like, it's not.
I would have been on the same show. Like, dude, you like girl code, you have to. Like, it doesn't matter. Just go do it.
It just didn't seem nice. I know they did it for the joke, but I think, okay, they should have had him do it the way he did, but then maybe Monica or somebody else say, like, no, you do really got to tell her. Like, after Ross said it the way he said it, somebody else should have been like, no, you really should probably.
In a more sincere, like, passionate way.
Yeah, like, you have to tell her. It's not fair to her or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it was more of like the joke, you know, because everybody knows that he wants her.
Yeah.
So
and,
like,
and I get it. That's why I said like they could have left it that way, but they also should have been like, no, yeah, you should tell her.
Or started really off with Monica, like you said, like started off with her, and then he could have jumped in and done his whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta tell her. Yeah. I think that. At the furniture store, Chandler and Joey are looking for a new table. Joey picks a table that's meant to be patio furniture. Then Chandler suggests a table with birds on it. Joey is not convinced and he chooses a table with ladybugs. Joey finally tells Chandler that if he wants the birds to take the birds. He says, not like that, I won't. Kip would have liked the birds. And Joey gives him a dirty look.
This is where the jealousy comes
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Also, when Joey says about the patio furniture,
He's like, that's patio furniture. Joey's yeah. like, oh, yeah, when people come in, they're going to think we're back outside again. And then so when Chandler points out the birds, he's like, oh, yeah, that's an environment that you want to eat in. And then so he picks the ones with the insects. Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, like that's real, like comforting to like eat in and shit. I'm like, those are just ugly as fuck. Like, yeah. why? Like,
that's 90s
like, those are not. Yeah, I just, you know, obviously I was like, dude, I would not want to go eat somewhere where there's a freaking bug on there, like, you know, like I know they're just pictures or whatever, but like that's more like you would assume like those are more for patios, right? Like, because it's an outside thing. Mm-hmm. Not for me to eat breakfast on or lunch on.
But I can't believe they don't have just a simple wood table with on it.
They definitely do get a wood table later. And it has a lot of things on there.
And there's a lot of plastic in there too. At the lady's apartment, Rachel is packing up for her weekend trip with Paolo. Phoebe walks in and wants to talk to Rachel about what happened with Paolo. She starts off by telling her that she hasn't known her for a long time and that there's three things she should know about her. One, her friends are the most important thing in her life. Two, she never lies. Three, she makes the best oatmeal raisin cookies in the world. She opens up a tin and gives Rachel a cookie. Rachel agrees and she says they are the best oatmeal cookies. Phoebe uses that to prove that she never lies. Rachel says, I guess you don't. Phoebe tells her that Paolo made a pass at her. Rachel is stunned. Phoebe asks her if she's okay. She says she is so embarrassed, and Phoebe says she's the one that's embarrassed since she's the one that he hit on. They apologize to each other and agree that he's a pig.
I want to try those cookies.
That's fucked up. I don't like raisins. But that's fucked up because like she's all happy to like get away with this.
Go on the trip.
And then like to get like the worst news that you could possibly get. Like your heart's in your stomach. You want to throw something up. So like you can't help but to like, you know, relate or like just feel bad for her, you know.
Yeah, I feel bad, but it's good that they did it before she went.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah! Just imagine, dude.
Yeah.
And then like, and the crazy thing is that like they end up apologizing to each other like if they did anything wrong.
Yeah.
That man, fuck Paolo.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the guy's apartment, Joey and Chandler show Monica and Ross their new table. It turns out it's a foosball table. Monica asks how are they going to eat if they are going to balance the plates on the little guy's heads. Joey says who cares, they'll eat by the sink. They start to play a game and Monica scores. Some time passes, they are still playing foosball and Monica keeps scoring. Phoebe is now there and tells them that she thinks that she took it pretty well and that Paolo is over there right now. Monica says they should go over there to see if she's okay. Before she leaves, she scores again while Ross is just standing there. Ross suggests that they play another game, them two against him. They tell him that this is the time for him to swoop in and he has to make sure that when Paolo leaves, the first guy Rachel sees is him. I guess it's true. I mean,
yeah, but it's also like a rebound thing.
Yeah.
Or like,
I think it would be too soon.
But I mean, I guess it depends on what they're telling him to do. Like just to say like, hey, I'm here. I like you. I want to be with you. Or just to be there for her, to comfort her. Yeah. And just, you know.
But then that could also bite you in the ass and put you in a friend zone.
Exactly.
Or she could just fall in love with him because he's being sweet and understanding.
But I mean, he's been sweet. He's been understanding.
Every guy is going to be sweet when you just broke up with another guy.
Yeah, that is true.
At the girl's apartment, Rachel is throwing Paolo's clothes over the balcony. Paolo is trying to stop her, but isn't able to. He He walks into the apartment and says goodbye. Monica tells him that she really hates him for what he did to Rachel, but she still has lasagna and gives him the tray and tells him to heat it up to 375 until the cheese bubbles. Ross tells him that he speaks for everyone when he says, and he shuts the door in his face and walks away. The girls want to go out to the balcony to console her, but Ross tells them that maybe only one person should go, and that she's not overwhelmed. Monica agrees and she starts to walk towards the balcony, but Ross pulls her back. He says, "I really think it should be me." He goes out there and asks if she's okay and tells her that she deserves so much better than Paolo, and she should be with a guy who knows what he has when he's with her. Rachel, however, is sick of men and is not even thinking about being with another guy. Ross tries to talk her out of this by saying that not everyone's like Paolo. Rachel replies that she's sure Ross's son won't grow up to be like that. This, of course, is a slip-up that reveals to Ross that he is having a boy. Now everybody knows that he's having a boy.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that
that's
how
cool.
He found out. That's how he finds out.
He finds out that he's having a boy because she slipped up.
I'd be pissed.
Because if you didn't really want to know.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
He was kind of like on the fence though, so he's probably
he did want to know. He just didn't want to admit it. Yeah. But that's crazy finding it out like that. I'd be pretty upset. But if I wasn't like him, you know, like on the fence of like, I really do.
In the closing credits, Monica is in Chandler and Joey's apartment playing foosball and again beating them. And she says that would be a shutdown. The guys both yell, shut out, and start to walk away. She's wondering where they're going. And Joey replies that it's 2:30 in the morning and Chandler tells her to get out. She says that she'll only use her left hand and calls them wussies. They both pick her up and throw her out of their apartment. Once she's out, they agree to play one more game.
They just didn't want to play with her because she kept them beating her.
Yeah. She was good.
I wouldn't want to play with somebody that keeps beating
her. Right.
I like the episode. I was going to try to compare the one from last week and this one.
If we're going to compare both, I like the last week's better.
Okay.
I felt like it was funnier, but then again, now it goes back to me being biased. Because, mm-hmm. like, the other one was, like, all Chandler, and, like, Chandler had a lot. This one, like, I like this one only because of how, like, the bromance between Chandler and Joey. It's so funny, you know, like, mm-hmm. and, like, they're, like, jealous or, like,
yeah.
they didn't want him to bring up,
but
like,
the that ex. One also was kind of, like the second story.
That one was like the little baby story.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it was mostly was
like a small Phoebe. Part. Yeah,
yeah, it was mostly Phoebe and
about
and
Phoebe and Rachel.
Yeah,
breaking up.
But yeah, I like this one. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why you I like it is because of the boy, the guys. But yeah, the other one was really good. Yeah. I like that episode better.
What I like about it is that finally Paolo is out. You know.
He's yeah, and same. Like what the mom said in the last week's episode that nobody mentioned or that I didn't elaborate when you were talking about it, like she says, and it is true that Paolo is the second character, like he dies off in the story, mm-hmm. and then like obviously in this show he's not a main character, he's not her Prince Charming. This is not somebody that she's gonna marry. This is just a heat of the moment fling, mm-hmm. you know. So like finally, this is where they cut him off, and you know we're getting rid of the fat. You know, like it's just like this is somebody that he didn't contribute anything really, and at least for me, like he's not a guy that I like because it's, you know, he's in Ross's way,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yeah. like now I can only. Now we're going to find out what happens and how Ross, you know, if he ever does make a move on Rachel, and mm-hmm. we'll see what happens with that. So, fuck Paolo.
Yeah. Yes. That's the only reason why I like this episode, because he might be gone too.
Yeah.
Back to Rome. See ya.
Later.
And it's going to suck, though, because if he does live in that apartment building, you know, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to show him. Well, I don't know. Are they going to show him again? do you think?
You have to wait and see.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Well, he's not going to tell us. But anyway. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know.
So, again, we have our trivia questions, like always.
Let's see if we actually answer the shit better
than I think you will.
I think you'll probably get more.
I think you probably guys probably already answered all of them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'll still ask them. Number one. What is Chandler eating when everyone is reading the baby books?
Yogurt.
Yes. What's the name of Carol and Susan's friend who's like Huey Lewis?
Tanya?
Terry?
Tanya?
It's Tanya.
Damn.
Three. What was Chandler's old roommate's name?
Chip. Kip?
Kip.
Kip, it's it is Kip. Kip. And I made out with your microphone right now.
I
just like,
I feel sorry whoever used that.
Yeah, no. Like, onions and ketchup.
Oh, who used this last time? You got disinfectant spray?
Four. What does Phoebe say people in some parts of the world
placenta. Eat
from pregnant women?
Yeah.
That's why Chandler stops eating the
yogurt. Yeah, he's like, I'm done with the yogurt.
Yeah. Five. How did the guy's table break?
Joey threw his keys.
Yeah.
Catch up, Martin.
I was just going to say keys.
Whose keys?
We don't know.
It's Joey's.
What if he's just holding them?
Maybe it's Monica's keys. No, I don't know.
They're just random keys.
Why does Phoebe make oatmeal raisin cookies often?
Because they tastes really good.
Oh, wait. I read that wrong.
I know why.
Why doesn't Phoebe make
She feels bad for the rest of the other cookies.
Yeah. Cookies. The other cookies will get jealous.
She doesn't think it's fair to the other cookies.
Great.
Seven. When Ross tells the guys that they kicked their butts, Joey says he could be in what team?
Olympic stand-in. Standing. Olympic standing.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. Olympic standing their team.
Oh, yeah. Olympic standing their team.
Eight. What time would the table store close?
Seven.
Damn. I'm getting my ass beat today.
Yeah.
See, this one I watched not as much as the other one, but this one.
You
like,
remember more?
Yeah.
Maybe you gotta watch them less to,
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, see,
more.
I think that's the key.
Maybe that's what it is.
You overexerted
yourself. One and done. That's what I always say.
This concludes episode 12 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 13, called "The One with the Boobies."
The one with the boobies. I think. Ooh, I think that one's a fucking funny ass episode.
Is it?
If it's the one that I'm thinking about, I think that one's fucking hilarious.
I have not watched it yet, so I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
This one's
just
this
by one's that. Really good. Just by what you're saying. So
I like this one.
Okay.
If Junior likes it, we'll like
it. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at @let's_talk_friends24. Thank you, Junior, for joining us again.
Thank you for having me again. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Junior.
And Chandler says that in one of the episodes.
Oh.
Oh.
Later on. He says, always a pleasure.
Oh, okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
You know, Martin said the theme is from the old couple.
Odd couple.
Oh, I put old.
And then you abuse Martin.
Somebody's here to see that.
All right. He tells her that Raquela told him she did massages. I can't say it.
Massages.
Oh, is it right?
Massages?
Massages.
When I said it, it doesn't sound
right. It sounds weird now that we keep saying
yeah.
it.
Massage.
Massages.
Massages.
Massages. Massages.
stupid.
Massages.
Never mind.
What the fuck is a massages? Can I get a massages, please?
He tells her that Raquela told him she did massages. Does it sound right?
Massages.
Yeah.
Massages.
Massages. Massages. Massages.
A massage.
A massage.
Why'd you massage. Say massage?
How about, why don't I say that she's a masseuse?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And Phoebe quickly says, Uma Thurman. What? Did I say that wrong?
Uma Thurman.
What did I say? Una?
It's, yeah, he's like.
Una. I think I said
Una. And then he said Thurman.
How do you say it?
Thurman.
Oh. Okay.
It's okay.
Chandler and Joey are looking for a new table. Joey picks a table that's meant to be patio furniture. I don't know. Can't talk. Joey picks a table that's meant to be patio.
Patio.
Patio?
Patio.
Why can't we talk?
I don't know.
Joey picks a table that's meant to be patio furniture.
Patio.
Am I not saying it right?
Yes, you are.
So why is he making fun of
me? No, it's not that she said patio.
Oh. Say it again?
Patio?
No, you now you're saying it
different. Okay, now I'm saying it right. Yeah. Okay. It turns out it's a foosball table. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Because you look at me. Why do you look at me?
I'm sorry.
Every time you look at me, I feel like I said it wrong.
Don't look at her.
Okay.
At the guy's apartment, Joey and Chandler show Monica and Ross their new table. It turns out it's a foosball table. Monica asks...
How?
Can
I didn't look at you. I didn't look at her. I just turned naked.
You're so dumb.
Oh my god.
Can you just look at the screen?
Okay, like, I'm gonna look at the screen. Oh my god.
You're so stupid.
Oh. Okay.
You're so dumb. Oh my god.
No. It sucks that these parts won't be included.
I know. This is when you should have the camera rolling.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, that shit made me hotter.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Now I have to do it again for a third time.
The foosball.
Oh. Rachel replies that she's sure. Oh my god, I can't talk.
You could hear.
I can't talk.
Like you could hear, like.
Yeah, yeah. Like.
I can't talk.
Don't sound the same. You fucked over.
My god. See what you did, Martin? It's all your fault. She says she'll She says that she'll only use her left hand and calls them how do you say it?
Wussies.
She says she'll only use her left hand and calls them wussies.
Wussies.
Wussies. Wussies. I don't know how to say it. Wussies?
Wussies.
Wussies.
Wussies. Wussies?
Yeah.
Wussies? Wussies? Wussies?
I can't.
You're gonna make me fart.
How do you say it? Wussies? Wait, I'm gonna lose my voice again. Wussies. How do you say it, guys?
Wussies.
Wussies?
Wussies.
There you go.
Oh my god. She says she'll only use her left hand and calls them wussies. No.
You're saying wussies. But it's like wussy. Kind of like, yeah, like
wussy.
Wussy.
Wussies.
Yeah.
Wussies.
Right.
No, wussies.
Wussies. Wussies.
Whoa. So you're gonna start singing, Justin.
Wussies. No.
Wussies.
Wussies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wussies.
Not saying
wussies.
That.
Wussies. Yeah. Wussies.